Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right, good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week. We invite you to get involved by calling 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Get into the action. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activity with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I tell you, it's really pretty outside right now, but it's like freaking cold. What the heck happened? Somebody left the refrigerator door open or something, but it's really cold. But hey, it's the off-season for racing and a lot of stuff that's been going on. We appreciate you joining us. First, wanted to give a quick shout-out to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now in first place, so all you Bronco fans, sorry about that. Once again, they won ugly, and they just keep winning. So we're going to have more of that coming up for you as the season progresses. But congratulations to the Chiefs. That's my the only prop I ever get to give. But anyway, got a lot of great stuff coming up on the show today. Of course, we're going to be talking some silly season. That's right, all of the forms of racing in the off season. Has some stuff going on, including we're going to, of course, be talking about who might replace Nico Rosberg at Mercedes for Formula One. But we're also going to be joined by Justin Melillo with the RacingExperts.com, who's going to talk about the silly season in NASCAR and some of the things that are coming up there. Of course, February 3rd, 4th, and 5th, that's right, the Super Bowl. That's right, the Super Bowl of car shows. The 2017 Super Nationals is going to be happening at Expo New Mexico. Matt Torres is going to join the show with a sneak preview. But want to let you know, you can get $5 off a pair of tickets to Super Nationals right now. Something cool that you can put under the tree for Christmas for your car fan there. And you can pick that up and get a free Yearwood t-shirt at either location, 341 Eubank for Yearwood or 9674 Eagle Ranch Road over here on the west side. Across from Costco, you can swing by and pick it up. Get $5 off two tickets to the 2017 Super Nationals and a free Yearwood t-shirt. Hey, if you're a mechanic and you're looking for an advancement in your career, James Santisteban with Zia Auto is going to join the show a little bit later. He's a Napa Auto Care Center and wants to tell you about some neat opportunities and what some career advancements if you're a mechanic or even looking for a different job and what they're doing today with the technology and everything involved. But James will be joining the show with a bunch of information on that. Of course, Monster Energy now is the new title sponsor for NASCAR, and we're going to start a discussion in the next couple of weeks with what are they going to call it? I mean, of course, it's been the Sprint Cup for so many years. So is it going to be the Monster Energy Cup? Is that going to be confusing? Are people going to think that, they actually win like a plastic cup as a championship? But we're going to talk about that. It's going to be a real battle, I think, between, trying to reach that 18 to 34 demo, male demo, and whether or not, that's going to, conflict with the traditional NASCAR followers. But right off the bat, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at Mercedes and who might fill the seat for that vacated by Nico Rosberg. So released this week actually is the lineup, the 2017 lineup for Formula One. And, at Haas, of course, you got Romain Grosjean and Kevin Magnussen. Of course, what a great first season for those guys to do as well. At Renault, at the Formula One team, you got Hülkenberg and Palmer. Fernando Alonso at McLaren Steffel Vandoornen is there. But empty seats at Manor Racing, both seats are open. Of course, at Mercedes open. Lewis Hamilton is going to be returning. Daniel Ricciardo might be probably one of the best teammates down the road to Hamilton. But right now, I mean, why would you leave Red Bull when they seem to got it straight? Max Verstappen, absolutely amazing season that he had at Red Bull. Sahara Force India, You got Perez and Ocon. Ocon might be one of those guys to move over because, of course, of their alliance with Mercedes. Sauber's got an open seat as well. Marcus Ericsson is there. Sebastian Vettel and Kimi Raikkonen. Kimi Raikkonen got the extension for Scuderia Ferrari. Carlos Sainz, Daniel Kvyat, both with Toro Rosso. And then Valtteri Bottas and Lance Stroll round out the field at Williams Martini Racing. So, you know, that's the lineup, which is, you know, there's four empty seats. That's actually pretty amazing. But I think that you're probably going to see some shuffling around. So the first thought, of course, is, you know, already in the stable is Pasco Wehrlein. And he's a Mercedes junior driver. Wehrlein has been long groomed for the seat at the top team and impressed mightily in his rookie season with Manor, especially in Australia, where he qualified 12th and finished 10th. Disappointed to have passed over for the vacant seat at Force India in favor of a less experienced Manor teammate, Esteban Ocon. Wehrlein would be the man to fill the void at Silver Arrow. We'll have to see. The 22-year-old, having completed more than 10 days of testing for them, inclusive a lot of Pirelli tire development program with Mercedes in participation. The only question mark against him would be his experience. In a year of great technical change with Mercedes, prefer a driver with more races under his belt? I absolutely think so. That's why I would probably lean toward Valtteri Bottas. Now, the Finn is another driver already under contract next year with Mercedes Power Williams, but because of their alliance there, and of course, Chief Toto Wolff really, really is impressed by him, they could easily rework that contract, and I think that would be probably a much better fit. Of course, you got Esteban Ocon, the Frenchman, is linked to a deal to join Force Indy for 2017. But because of them being a member of the Silver Arrow stable, you know, Mercedes could easily renegotiate that. I tell you, one of the favorites, though, would be Fernando Alonso. You got Fernando Alonso to come over. That would be absolutely phenomenal. But the problem is just exactly what you had with Rosberg is, you know, the Hamilton-Alonso partnership. Let's just remember 2017, and it's not hard to find. Carlos Sainz had a fantastic season and might be a great fit there as well. And then, of course, there's rumors about Sebastian Vettel leaving Ferrari. But, I mean, can you see that? I mean, Ferrari was, you know, forever the biggest seat and the best shot to get that. So those are some thoughts from within the Ferrari community. So I started to look outside and thinking to myself, well, you know, what about the guys that have left Ferrari and went to IndyCar? So you got, you know, Max Chilton. But he just signed a deal to drive for Ganassi. Max Chilton will return to Chip Ganassi Racing next season as the fourth IndyCar driver for the team. Chilton was a rookie last year with Ganassi in the number 8 and had Dario Franchitti as a driver coach. I mean, that can't suck. The Englishman was 19th in the IndyCar standing and his 7th place finish at Phoenix was his best of the season. He spent 2 years in Formula One before moving to IndyCar. He'll join Scott Dixon, Tony Kanaan, and Charlie Kimball as Ganassi moves from Chevrolet to Honda. Takuma Sato is another guy. Takuma Sato now is actually going to be moving to Andretti Motorsports, leaving the team that he was with last year. And so he's going to drive the number 26 for Andretti Motorsports in the 2017 season. And he's going to be in teammates with Ryan Hunter-Reay, Alexander Rossi, and Marco Andretti. And, of course, Alexander Rossi, there's another guy that would be, you know, quite a pick. You know, that's an American, but he's got some Formula One experience. And, of course, you know, coming off his Indy 500 win, I'm sure IndyCar is not going to let him get away too far. But he just got his trophy this week, as a matter of fact, with his likeness on the BorgWarner. And then, of course, who shows up but Jeff Gordon. And, I mean, Jeff Gordon's won, you know, what, 5 Brickyards and, you know, 4-time NASCAR champion. What's interesting is, you know, I mean, Jeff Gordon's kind of been popping around. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing to see Jeff Gordon go Formula One? It's probably not going to happen, but that would be absolutely amazing. So, but instead, Jeff Gordon's actually going to drive in the Rolex 24 in 2017. So it's great to see him doing some road racing and kind of staying in the sport. But that's basically the breakdown on who might replace Rosberg. So coming up on the other side, we're going to be talking to Matt Torres, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the 2017 Super Nationals. So just you know, sink in, enjoy the warmth of the comfort of your home or your car, and keep listening. We got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
Our employee pricing strategy continues to be the smart way to get a new car only at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque. Our customers have told us they love getting our low employee pricing up front rather than starting at list or retail at other car dealerships. That's right. You pay what we pay on most new vehicles and save up to $5,916 off MSRP. We make it fast, fair, friendly, and fun only at Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your smart choice dealer. See dealer for details.
Napa Auto Parts presents NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Know-How with Chase Elliott and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Chase, you know about the rookie sandwich tradition?
No. What's that?
Well, it's a long-standing custom where rookies make sandwiches for veteran teammates.
You want me to make you a sandwich?
Why, thank you, Chase. I'll have roast beef.
On marble, I guess, right?
No. On a regular plate will be just fine.
Tune in next time for more Napa Know-How with Chase and Dale Jr.
It's the 12 Days of Christmas celebration, and it's only at Calibers. Each day leading up to Christmas, Calibers will have a smoking deal on the perfect gift for this holiday season. That's right, a new deal every day, and the deal is only good for that specific day. The 12 Days of Christmas specials are available online or at one of their two locations. Sign up for email blasts at calibersusa.com and get these deals sent right to your inbox. Guns, ammo, accessories, and safety classes are the perfect stocking stuffers. So head on over to Calibers and one of their two locations or online at calibersusa.com.
My name is Anna Trillo. I work at the University of New Mexico.
In our student union building, there's a Nusenda office. The branch right there is one of the reasons I decided to switch over. I like that they're not a big bank. I like that they help our community. I feel like when Nusenda comes in and helps us, they're not really looking for anything in exchange for that. They just kind of let their actions speak for themselves. I really trust Nusenda.
Nusenda Credit Union, the power of we. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit Nusenda.org for more stories.
We first met Dominic in the ER. He had fractured his leg playing freshman football at Cleveland High. It was bad. Our surgeon ordered a cast and lots of physical therapy. He was out for the season. A year later, Dominic was back to JV ball, pulled up to varsity, and played his part as the undefeated Storm took state. The team at UNM Sandoval Regional Medical Center was pleased to play our part by putting Dominic and his health first.
Looking for a special gift for the one you love? Visit Seductions with three locations. Seductions Westside on Coors just north of Paseo. Seductions Eastside on Wantabo just south of Candelaria. Or Seductions Uptown at San Mateo and Manal. Open daily. SeductionsOnline.com.
This is Lobo Coach Ray Birmingham. Take your business's conference room to the next level. Easy, wireless, with HD quality. Call Rick Siegel and Advanced Presentation Systems at 821-5515. The official audio-video partners for the Lobos.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I don't know if you're getting excited yet. Christmas is coming up, and of course, just on the other side is, of course, the Super Bowl. And that's right, I'm talking about the Super Bowl of car shows, which is the Super Nationals, the 2017 Super Nationals, February 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Expo New Mexico. Joining the show this morning is Matt Torres. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
Great, Dave. How are you doing?
Good, good. Okay. Well, before we jump into that Super Bowl, let's talk about a couple of rookies of the year that are helping to take the Dallas Cowboys to probably another Super Bowl. So what are your thoughts on who is your Rookie of the Year candidate? Are we going to go Ezekiel Elliott or Dak Prescott?
I think I'll probably go with Dak Prescott.
All right, what's the breakdown on that? I mean, because, you know, if you think about it, I mean, I think I could play quarterback behind that offensive line.
Oh, man, they're looking good. We're really excited about it. So my whole family and myself, we've been Cowboy fans forever. So it's a long time coming, you know?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to ask you, okay, you know, because the Super National is going on same time as the Super Bowl. Are you going to roll in a big screen if Dallas is playing in the Super Bowl? Are you going to have the Super Bowl going on at Super Nats?
Oh, you better believe it, buddy. Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So, okay, with Super Nationals just around the corner, of course, you got the promotion going on right now with the pre-ticket sales available over at Yearwood. $5 off two tickets, but you can get yourself a free Yearwood t-shirt as well at either location, 341 Eubank or 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Talk a little bit about your continued relationship with Yearwood Performance.
Well, you know, Jim's just great. Jim supports all the automotive events, anything going on in New Mexico, Albuquerque, and, you know, in specific, that we've just been great partners. We always like to kick off our ticket sales with Jim and Yearwood, and it's just a great partnership we've had, and it creates a neat gift you can give that motorhead, you know, for something to put under the tree, and we just love, you know, just getting things going over there at Yearwood.
Absolutely. So talk a little bit about the 26th Annual Expo New Mexico. What can you kind of tell us about maybe some of the feature cars that are coming?
Oh, we've got some just incredible cars coming this year. There's one of the vehicles we kind of met the gentleman at SEMA this year back in November when I called you guys. His name is Kenny Hawk. And Kenny owns Hawk Designs, and they're out of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And he has built the coolest 1948 Willys pickup. It's kind of a Wild West-inspired truck, and it's just a 48 Willys pickup. And they crammed a 12-valve Cummins snowplow in there. And it's incredible, and the thing that's neat about it is Wild West-inspired. And it's got 45 Peacemaker door handles, and it's got a skeleton key ignition, like an old jail key.
Wow.
And the truck is just incredible because it's such a showpiece. Plus, it just screams. There's all kinds of footage of it and actually doing something. It's not, you know, it's not a trailer clean type show vehicle. It's just an incredible diesel-powered wild hot rod.
Well, and you go to SEMA, and of course PRI just finished up this week as well. I mean, going through those huge displays and such a giant show, what do you kind of look for? Because yeah, I tell you that Kenny Hawk piece sounds a little bit different, which is really cool because you're finding, you know, kind of a balance between, you know, kind of some craftsmanship and a little bit of showmanship as well. What do you kind of look for when you're going through SEMA and different shows?
Well, you know, our model for the show has kind of changed, and it's I guess it's always been there. It's called the weird, the wild, and the different. And this truck just is definitely that. When we go there, you know, Reggie Tibbetts and myself are always scouring, you know, all over the place, shows all over the country, but when we go to SEMA, we're always looking for something different and unique, something that, the folks here in Albuquerque, you wouldn't normally see, and Kenny Hawk is actually, they're going to have they're doing a television series, and they're filming now. And that's going to be starting in March, so they're going to be promoting that too. But we're always looking for wild, you know, weird and different. That's the main thing, though.
Well, and one thing I've always appreciated about Super Nationals is you do have the touring displays and different things that come in, but there are so many great local cars that, you know, sometimes forget about what people are doing locally. And it's always kind of neat to come out and see the car clubs representing. And, of course, you know, a lot of the individuals that they're on their sixth, seventh, eighth build And, you know, whether it's even, you know, a stock, you know, traditional build, where they get down to all the matching VIN numbers and everything, or even just, you know, it's just some clean, super clean daily drivers. You know, I mean, every year it's got to be difficult for you guys to decide. You can only have so many cars in that building, and how do you decide, you know, which cars show and which cars don't?
Well, that's, you know, the picking and choosing, you know, kind of system that we go through, and we actually, myself, Reggie, and I, we removed ourselves from it a long time ago.
Yeah,
we
have exactly.
We have a panel of car guys that, you know, pick the stuff for the show now, because it just got to be such an overwhelming thing, and you never want to say, oh, well, you got in because you know Matt, or you got in because you know Reggie, and we just got a good panel of folks that pick the vehicles for the show now, and they really look for the talented stuff, the new stuff that hasn't been seen before, and there's just local builders that are just incredible, you know, like, you know, Loose Customs building stuff, Caleb Loose over there, and,
yep,
and Randy, and just the local guys are just, the stuff coming out of New Mexico now is just incredible. And what's lucky and unique for us is everybody wants to, you know, showcase it and debut it at our show.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about sponsors. I mean, because without sponsors, this show just can't really happen. And, you know, give a little love to some of the sponsors that have been with you. I mean, some have probably been there the whole 26 years.
Oh, some have been with us forever. And then, you know, Napa, of course, has been with us forever. But, you know, our title of the show is the Route 66 Casino Hotel Supernational. They've been great. They're just wonderful sponsor that puts on a few of their own automotive events. So Route 66 Casino has just been amazing. This is our 26th annual. And they've been with us at least since, I think it was 06 is when they started with us. So they've been at least 10 or 11 years with us. But then again, of course, Napa and the Napa Auto Care Centers, the Napa Paint Store, Martin Senior Paints, the tool, Napa Tools and Equipment, Rich Ford, Discount Tire, let's see, Smith's Ultimate Linings, Car Crafters, Jim Guthrie, you know Jim real well.
Yep.
And then, of course, Yearwood. And then Albuquerque Dragway, which is Robert Costa, Jim's brother. Just great supporters of the show. You know, we have so many sponsors. MK Heating and Cooling. Let's see, Custom Auto Sound, Wizards, which is Wizards products are just incredible detailing products, and they're all the way out of Minnesota. So we've got some far stretching sponsors that have gotten involved in our event.
Well, that's fantastic. So, really appreciate you joining the show this morning, catching us up, but inviting everybody to go get your tickets now. Don't wait. Available at either Yearwood locations, $5 off a pair and a free Yearwood t-shirt. Hey, I think.
Yeah. That's what's really cool. Jim produces a limited edition t-shirt every year, and he always likes to kick that off with this promotion. So you're not only going to save money on your tickets and able to put them under the tree, but you're also going to get that limited edition t-shirt you can put under the tree also.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so just a programming night for you, programming note for you, Matt. Tomorrow at 6:30 on Sunday, 6:30 p.m., we're going to have the Cowboys-Giants. So make sure you tune in.
Yes.
All right, Matt. Hey, thank you for joining the show this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. That was Matt Torres with 2017 Super Nationals coming up February 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Expo New Mexico. And make sure you go and check that out. Let's do a quick programming note. Coming up at 9 a.m. on deck, FM Sports Saturday, 10 a.m. We got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron, 11 a.m. the Henry T. Show with the legend Henry Tafoya. 7:30, that's right, we're going to carry the New Mexico Lobos at New Mexico State. They're going to be playing down in Las Cruces. Sunday morning, 8 a.m. To 10 a.m., the Caliber Sportsman Show. And then at 6:30 p.m., we're going to have the Cowboys versus Giants here on ESPN Radio 101.7 the team, your exclusive home for the Dallas Cowboys. We got a whole lot more coming up, including if you're looking for a job out there, a really good job, whether you're a mechanic or not, or maybe you'd like to be a mechanic, I think you'd be surprised to know all the technology that's being used in today's cars and how it's maybe a different job than you thought it was. Joining us on the other side is James Santisteves with Zia Auto. He is a Napa Auto Care Center dealer here in town, and we got a bunch of information you might find interesting. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Joey Gase. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Nadine. Happy holidays from our family of award-winning restaurants, Mykonos Cafe, El Patron Restaurant, and Nick and Jimmy's Bar and Grill. Mykonos is in the Mountain Run Shopping Center where Eubank meets Juan Tabo. El Patron is at 10551 Montgomery Northeast, and Nick and Jimmy's is on the I-25 freeway west of Jefferson. For a truly special gift for your family or business associate, enjoy an extra 20% bonus on gift card purchases of $100 or more. The perfect way to please that special someone. We have party space for any celebration, large or small. We have a wonderful variety of menu selections to please you, and wine and spirits may be enjoyed as well. So please enjoy our family of fine restaurants for the holidays, from a nice family dinner or brunch to a wonderful large group gathering. Mykonos, El Patron, and Nick and Jimmy's are perfect. I promise you will be pleased for your holiday occasion. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides, with monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Boleyn, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
It is a great matchup to open up the college football bowl season, and it is in Albuquerque. The 11th annual Gilded New Mexico Bowl is Saturday, December 17th at University Stadium. The New Mexico Lobos, co-division champions in the Mountain West, take on the UTSA Roadrunners, riding the excitement of their first ever bowl appearance. Celebrate New Mexico, Albuquerque, and college football at our state's premier annual sports event. The excitement of a full stadium highlighted on national television makes for a truly special day. Go to GildanNewMexicoBowl.com or call 925-5626. See you at high noon on December 17th.
Tis the season to visit Seasons Rotisserie and Grill in Old Town Albuquerque. Meet up with friends and colleagues for a holiday luncheon or dinner, or swing by after work for happy hour snacks and spirits on the rooftop. Serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner daily. The rooftop opens at 4 p.m. every day with weekday happy hours. Locally owned, locally sourced, locally delicious. Gift certificates available online at seasonsabq.com. Tis the season for Seasons.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the Southwest hot rod scene. Yearwood Performance is the expert, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories. Everything you need all in one place. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance. 341 Eubank just south of I-40 and 9674 Eagle Ranch Road across from Costco on the west side. Buy local, save time and money. YearwoodPerformance.com. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, is your goal for 2017, you want to find a new career, you want to find something that you can feel passionate about and you get advancement? I mean, it's a tough market out there, but there are some opportunities. If you are a mechanic and you want to make a change, Napa Auto Care Center is looking for you. Join a great team with excellent pay and benefits. Napa Auto Care Centers has training and advancement opportunities. Napa Auto Care Centers are growing fast, and they're going to need your help. Napa Auto Care Centers combine local ownership and genuine Napa Auto Parts, a powerful combination. Visit AutoCareNM.com and click on jobs for positions available or to request an interview. That's AutoCareNM.com. And joining us this morning is James Santisteves with Zia Auto. How are you doing this morning, James?
Good morning. I'm doing excellent. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. It's a little chilly, so it's a reminder, you know, that you got to check your battery and all those things that could go wrong in the morning. But tell the listeners a little bit about Zia Auto.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that we're really excited at the first of this year. We'll now be celebrating our 27th year of being in the business.
Congratulations.
Owning Zia Auto. And I'm actually third generation automotive. My grandfather started back in the 50s, and my dad joined in the 60s and recently retired with us in the automotive repair side, and just kind of excited. We've been in business, like I said, now 27 years. In the last few years, we've expanded to over 15 service bays, and we've also added, over the last many years, the AAA Service Center. And recently, we're the first approved within a five-state region for the Costco independent repair side. So just continue to keep adding. We're also huge partners in our community with UNM Athletics. We've got a couple of coaches and some of our loaner cars that we've been doing for many years, and continue to be a community supporter. We recently did a raffle with a 98 Corvette, so really exciting about that, giving back to the 1082, our local officers, and of course the Intrepid Fallen Heroes, which is a big Napa supporter, and just really excited about the new year coming up.
Well, that's fantastic, and what a great location. I mean, Manal and San Mateo, I mean, you can't get much, you know, much more local and easy to get to than that. I was always curious. I mean, with third generation, 27 years in the business, why did you guys decide to align with the Napa Auto Care?
You know, we've actually were an AC Delco dealer for many years, and in 08, as they started to change their model as far as partnering up with independents, we had never really looked as hard as we had at Napa, and Napa's just really a full-service auto parts provider, and boy, what a good fit it was for us, because not only do they do parts, they do paint and many other things, but the training, the support, the nationwide warranties, it was just amazing that we hadn't looked at them before. What huge support they are in warranties, and I've never been with a name brand business like that, that actually, I'm going to use the term McDonald's or Target. I'm able to put our signage up there without having to pay those huge royalties that you would with a McDonald's, as far as being such a recognized nationwide huge company that's with their branding. Just really awesome.
Well, and as being, you know, a third generation, I mean, you're so loyal to your customers, and you want to make sure that you do what's best for them, that it's not just about being able to increase awareness with the brand, but you really like to see what they were doing, especially in kind of how they add training, and there's different programs that you can actually have your mechanics get into, to where they can learn more things and continue to evolve with the auto industry that is just has just blown up with all of this technology. I mean, cars today are not like, you know, cars even 20 years ago. I mean, they're like driving computers. You got, you know, sound systems, state-of-the-art sound systems in there, and yet, you know, you want to put your key in there and turn it over and make sure it starts every time. Talk a little bit about the added value of all the training and stuff that comes with being a Napa Auto Care Center.
You're absolutely right. Cars have become so complicated and confusing. I remember the first time we got our first CVT transmission. It was so unusual that my guys thought the tranny was slipping, and that's why it's so important. And that's when we were back in AC Delco dealer. I think it was a Dodge Caliber. That Napa has done a great job both online training and also physically on-site training in each state. that we were able to learn more about the CVT, that we were able to learn more about direct injection, which all the cars are coming out with now for better fuel economy. We're starting to see some of the newer cars since 2013. You come up to a stoplight, they actually turn themselves off. You think the car's dying.
Right.
And it's actually for the purpose for fuel economy. They turn themselves off. The second you take your foot off the brake, they restart. So, but the cars have so many multiple computers on them nowadays, checking the temperature of the tranny, the motor, it's just amazing how, our newer techs nowadays are just going to have to really be more involved in, the training and really looking for this sort of stuff. And, NAPA is actually such a great supporter of the training, and we're the same way. It's no different than your race teams or your, football or any sort of athletic teams. You have to train, you have to continue learning, and we feel we've got one of the best partners out there, whether it's actually doing training on a specific car or even for our ASCs, and even in our service department, our even service advisors are able to get the training to make sure that we're doing every effort to be real transparent with our customers nowadays. And we've gone to one of the best inspections. When a consumer comes in nowadays, we're able to scan their car and do everything by digital inspection to include pictures, because most people can't receive calls at work. So they get this email that comes through with what we're suggesting that you need today, what you can keep an eye on, and then what needs attention in the future. So really great stuff by way of pictures and transparency with little YouTube videos at the end to explain it more in layman's term. What is a braking system, cooling system, sensors, and of course with the internet now you can also do your scheduled servicing, what's due at your certain mileage increments, which is pretty cool, timing belts, cabin air filters, etc.
Sounds to me like the mechanics and basically what a traditional mechanic is kind of evolving to where you've got a combination of you need some technical precision, as well as you got to have, you know, those mechanics that we all know, that, you know, the car rolls in, they can smell, they can hear, they already got a feel for what's going on. It sounds like there's a really an opportunity to blend both worlds, to be able to use younger people, because I mean, if I can't figure out how to do something on my phone, I just hand it to my kid, right? And they can figure it out in like, you know, 30 seconds. And you have a combination of where you can have that technology and the ability to have that instant information and be connected with your car while you're not in the bay with the mechanic. But at the same time, you have those mechanics that years and years of instinct to be able to blend those two. Talk a little bit about, you know, kind of the profile that maybe you're looking for some of the new mechanics coming into the market.
You know, I wanted to kind of mention something here. For some reason, our schools, and I don't understand why, but they've kind of gone away from having shop as I grew up with, whether it was shop or woodworking or, you know, the working with your hands, but there are so many jobs throughout the United States right now. Mechanics are just at an all-time low, and I think our elected officials need to keep understanding, man, we need to continue looking back at getting some of these guys back in these programs, because there are great programs. And again, over the last few years, automobiles have become really more complicated than ever to work on. You really need more specialized tools, training. Like I was telling you earlier, we've got tablets, all of our diagnostic equipment. And you're right, there's nobody better than some of the newer, younger generation that can just zap through these tablets and diagnostic equipment. That we're going to really need a lot more mechanics and more techier than ever that are really more into computers and more of a software engineer type people. They're not going to be your average greasy techs anymore, because
right.
It's going to be more of, as I'm seeing, as I've been lucky enough to travel throughout the United States, you know, it's going to be just, again, really testing these computers and more electronics, and everything is going to hybrids and electric, eventually full electric, that we're really going to need a lot of these guys. And what a great opportunity. And even our techs, I feel that we pay them very well. We offer dental vision, and we're seeing a lot more of that in our shops. The only thing is, you know, we're encouraging more shops to be more open on Saturdays to be more convenient for the consumer, which is we need to be open for the convenience of the consumer, and that's one thing that's exciting for us. We are open on Saturdays so they can come in on their time and get the diagnostic and the certain stuff they need. So hopefully that answers a portion of your question.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, James, we really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us this morning. If somebody's listening, they want to connect with you. They want to connect with Zia Auto. How would they go about doing that?
We're open 6 days a week. We're on Manal right across from Moore Furniture, and we're looking for many more years to be in this industry. I'm third generation. My kids are going to take it over and be fourth, but you can catch us at autocarenm.com or ziaauto.com, and we're here to help in any way we can. We've partnered up with some of the schools, CNM, Intellitech, great programs. Again, knowledge is strength. We're here to help and watch our community grow. We want people to be homeowners and everything, you know, if their pockets are full, so are ours. And most importantly is taking care of the customer and helping them with transparency.
Awesome. Hey, James, thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Okay, go Lobos. And thanks again to Napa and the Napa Auto Care.
Awesome. That was James Anastavon with Zia Auto, and of course, they are a Napa Auto Care Center. We have some more information coming up also on how to get involved if you're a mechanic and you're looking for a career change. We got a whole lot more coming up on the other side. We're going to be talking some silly season with the racing experts and Justin Melillo. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 101.7 The Team.
This is Darrell Waltrip, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Napa Auto Parts presents NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Know-How with Chase Elliott and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Chase, it's time to take your social media game to the next level.
Like how?
For example, I just asked what your rookie nickname should be and got 400 responses.
Let me see that. Outer Space Chase? High Speed Chase? Sparky?
Isn't the internet a beautiful thing, Sparky?
Tune in next time for more Napa Know-How with Chase and Dale Jr.
Stop stinking and start thinking Atlas Pumping for all your pumping needs. Atlas can take care of your sand traps, grease traps, septic tanks, sewer plants, cooling towers, ponds, pools, storm drains, loading docks, anywhere water collects, Atlas pumps it out. 898-3936, 898-3936.
Ski Apache is waiting for you with three snowtastic ski and board packages to choose from. Starting at just $5.29, experience epic skiing, boarding, zip lining, and New Mexico's only gondola. Ski Apache, get vertical. Details at skiapache.com. Skiapache.com.
Have you or someone you love been seriously injured? You need an experienced attorney. There is no substitute for experience. The attorneys at the law office of Brian K. Branch have been helping people just like you for over 40 years, recovering tens of millions of dollars for their clients. We will help you understand and know your rights. Just call 717-2626 for a free consultation. At the law office of Brian K. Branch, we understand there is the easy way to do things and the right way to do things. When you have been seriously injured, you need someone in your corner who knows how to and does things the right way. That's how the attorneys at the law office of Brian K. Branch have represented their clients for over 40 combined years. Call us today for a free consultation at 717-2626. We will be right by your side when you need us, fighting for you every step of the way and doing things the right way. Call the law office of Brian K. Branch today at 717-2626.
House of Football is the store where every NFL fan can score. In Albuquerque at Eubank and Candelaria, and also in Rio Rancho on Southern behind Planet Fitness.
You know House of Football offers great customer rewards, free layaway, also tickets to the big game in Houston. But now if you mention ESPN when you shop, you can enter to win a monthly prize there too.
Serving the community with everything NFL since 1984.
Visit either House of Football in Rio Rancho or Albuquerque.
Or go to houseoffootball.com now.
The Better Business Bureau and its accredited businesses are committed to building a better business community based on trust, honesty, and integrity. Back-to-back Sports, Outlaw Detailing, Atop Roofing, Cloverleaf Solutions, and a tax solution and small business services have made the commitment. Better Tomorrow Financial Group, Frame Designs and Gallery, H&A Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, T&B Roofing, and ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team are all accredited and stand with the Better Business Bureau. Join today, 346-5113. Start with trust. BBBSW.org. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, your Wood Performance, ABQ Driveway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And the off season's when a lot of things happen. You know, a lot of different changes have been made. And of course, in NASCAR, one of the biggest things was Sprint left, and of course, you know, there was some worry about whether they were going to get another title sponsor. And of course, Monster Energy Drink coming in is creating, you know, some buzz, definitely. And it's not just the buzz of the caffeine in the Monster Energy Drink, but some buzz trying to reach out to some younger people in the community, try and bring them into the NASCAR fold. Joining us this morning is Justin Malilio with the Racing Experts. How you doing, Justin?
Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing this morning? I wanted to talk a little bit about kind of what's going on in the NASCAR offseason and maybe some of the big headlines that are getting a little lost, you know, underneath the Dale Jr. announcement that it looks like he's going to be back for 2017 and of course Monster Energy Drink. But bring us up to speed on some of the other goings on with NASCAR in the offseason.
Well, of course, Dale Jr. is huge news. That's really good for him to be back and. Also, NASCAR getting Monster Energy as their title sponsor for the Premier Series. It's huge news. It definitely is. But, I mean, it's been a silly season already, and we're only a couple weeks into the offseason. We've got guys like Greg Biffle, Casey Mears, David Reagan, and Matt DiBenedetto that are going to be looking for different rides next season. They're currently on the outside looking in. And then we've got charter teams such as BK Racing, Front Row Motorsports, Go Fast Racing. Those guys are going to be looking to fill their seats as well. So a lot of stuff has been happening since that final lap in Homestead.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about Roush Fenway. What's going on over there? I mean, they're going from a three-car team down to a two-car team. What can we maybe look for with what's going on with Roush?
It's very interesting what they're doing. So Greg Biffle did leave. The 16-team charter is now going to the JTD Doherty team, who knows what the number is, but they're sending Chris Buescher over there as well.
Right.
And they're going to focus this year on making their two cars with Trevor Bayne and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. As good as they can be, because they feel like they can focus their resources on two teams better than they can on three teams.
Yeah, talk a little bit about also with Clint Bowyer. I mean, H. Scott Motorsports, of course. I mean, a lot of egg on their face with the whole lawsuit from Bowyer about, you know, suing them because he didn't get paid. But of course, Bowyer moving on and the closure of H. Scott Motorsports. Talk a little bit about what's going on with Bowyer and maybe what we can see with that.
Well, Bowyer is going to be in a much better place this season. He's taken over for Tony Stewart, as we all know. He had a little bit of a spat, it seemed, with the owner of H. Scott Motorsports, Harry Scott, and we know now that Harry Scott's not going to be running any cars next season in 2017, but it looks like the situation got resolved quickly. Bowyer has been paid, or they settled, or whatever happened. And, Bowyer's moving from a car that was running mid-30s all last season to a car that raced for the championship last season.
Well, and you talk about, because Clint Bowyer, I mean, you talk about one of the funnest guys in the pits. I mean, to see him animated, and really didn't see much out of him in this last season. It must have been a really a struggle for him. For even a guy that's got that much energy and that much fun to just kind of be out of the picture. I look forward to seeing him a lot more, of course, with Stuart Haas. But also Germain Racing, you got Ty Dillon is going to be replacing Casey Mears. Question on Casey Mears. I mean, do you think he might be able to find another ride in NASCAR, or do you think there's any chance that he might take a look at going back to IndyCar?
That's very who knows at this point. I've heard rumors that Mears might go to the Circle Sport team, that they have a charter that they leased to Levine last year. Now Circle Sport has their charter back. They can't lease it out again. They could run their car, which they run the 33 in past seasons. And I have heard rumors that Casey Mears might end up there. But that's just, you know, scuttlebutt at this point.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about Super Sub Alex Bowman, where he might land?
Well, good news for Alex Bowman is that he will get another shot in the 88. He will be racing in the Clash at Daytona.
Awesome.
For Dale Earnhardt Jr. It's a non-points paying race, but it's still very cool to see him get another opportunity in the car. Jr., of course, will be back for the Daytona 500. But nobody's really sure what Bowman's going to be doing. I don't even know if Bowman's sure what he's going to be doing next year. Of course, he's got great talent. Of course, he's got a lot of skill, but he's got to find that right opportunity. And right now, there's not a lot of places for him to land, if anywhere.
You know, one thing I was struck by is I knew that Junior would be back. I mean, you know, I mean, he wasn't going to just just walk away from the sport without giving it a try. But, you know, a lot of the talk of, you know, that there was some talk about whether he was going to step aside. What are your thoughts on him? He's actually talking in contract negotiations. I couldn't believe it with Hendrick. I mean, I think Hendrick just needs to write him a check. I mean, whatever he wants. I mean, what a surprise it would be for them to not offer an extension to Dale Jr. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Dale Jr. knows what's best for him.
Right.
He said that many times during his recovery for his concussion. He knows that he's got to take it a little bit. He had to take it easy during this time so he could get back. And that was his focus, was to get back in NASCAR. He had his doubts. He said he had his doubts. But if Dale Jr. didn't think he could continue racing at a competitive pace, he wouldn't be asking for contract extensions. I think we're going to see a renewed fire in Dale Jr. in the 2017 season. And I think that any deal that Dale Jr. wants, he's going to get from Mr. Hendrick.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, Justin, I really appreciate you joining the show this morning. Let people know how they can follow your work, racingexperts.com. Where else can they keep up with you?
I write for the racingexperts.com. Definitely check us out there. We got a lot of good stuff coming for next year. I've talked with Dominic Aragon about that, over the phone. He's very excited. I know you've been speaking with Dominic too about that. You can follow me on Twitter at Justin Melillo. And that's about it for right now.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, we really appreciate you, joining the show, and have a happy holidays if we don't talk to you before then.
Yes, sir. Have a happy Christmas, David.
Awesome, man. That was Justin Melillo. You can check him out at theracingexperts.com. Of course, he was part of the posse at the Daytona 500 last year when I was there with theracingexperts.com. Got a lot more, you know, that we were going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks. Of course, the silly season is totally going and everything keeps going on. But if you want to check out locally what's going on, pick up a copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. It's New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine. Great features in there. The Business Spotlight, Reader Fever. You can, of course, see the monthly cover car, and there's a complete listing of all the New Mexico car clubs. So whether you're into Mini Coopers or, you know pre-50 Fords or whatever, there's actually a club. There's something like 70 car clubs in Albuquerque, so a place you can definitely fit in. Pick up your copy, free copy, at Indianapolis store in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Blinn, and even as far south as Socorro. Pick up the latest copy today and find out why New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine has been a local favorite. Okay, on deck at 9 a.m., you got FM Sports Saturday. I can even see Fred on the other side of the glass getting ready to go on. 10 a.m., you got the Team High School Show. 11 a.m., the Henry T. Show. 7:30 tonight, UNM versus NMSU. Sunday, 8 to 10, Caliber Sportsman Show. And, of course, 6:30 tomorrow night, Cowboys versus Giants. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, the 2017 Super Nationals, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.